Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White and we are back doing the most famous ghost story of all time, probably. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. We've done Act 1 and we're going to do Act 2 today. Now, before we get to Act 2, Scapy, I'm going to have our guest from last time, the MVP of the Super Bowl, recap what happened, right?
Yes, that sounds perfect. Thank you very much, Dad.
You're very welcome. Okay, here we go. We have the guest from last week telling us what happened in that episode. Please, tell us.
Okay, so the story so far, like, as far as I can remember, because that was, like, a week ago, and I get hit in the head a lot between that week and this week, but, there was this guy, and he was kind of a douche, and he killed his brother, and then married his sister-in-law, which is just, like, way too Jerry Springer for me. And, but then he was a ghost, and he's, like, going around stalking people and being, really, the dead guy is stalking people like a ghost. Like, ooh. And, he tells his son that he's gotta go and get all Chuck Norris and avenge his memory. Yeah. And then they gotta get the hell out of where they are because they don't have any football, and that's just bullshit.
So. All right, well, thank you for that. Thank you so much. All right, so this week, we're right at the time of a very big event, so we decided to have another very special guest. This is a guest connected to the Academy Awards who contacted us to try to be on the podcast. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'd rather not actually introduce myself. That's part of the whole deal.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. What can we say then?
Well, I work for Price Waterhouse, and I wanted to act as a whistleblower. I understand this podcast has very hard-hitting interviews that expose the truth.
We do. We do sometimes have that, yes. But this is a different show. This is a show where we read a story, which is a scary story, and my cat's going to read you a scary story.
Okay, well, but I just wanted to say, because at Price Waterhouse, people think that we just take a poll from the Academy and tally up the
votes. Okay, well, we don't know anything about that. What I know about is this is going to be a scary story. So you heard what the football guy said?
Yeah, well, yes, I did hear what the football guy said, but I mean, this is... People need to know that what we actually do is we have an internal sheet where we...
No, don't worry about that. What I'm going to say is this is going to be Act 2. So are you ready for it?
Well, I thought this was going to be an interview.
No interview. I don't do interview. I do story. So you listen to my story.
I listen to a story?
Yes. Okay, ready for this? Here we go. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark by William Shakespeare. Act 2. Okay, so like, once upon a time, Raider, after that other stuff we already heard, okay? Polonius, the old dude, who the football guy didn't mention, but he's an old dude who works for the king, okay? And the old dude is like, talking to his friend, or whatever, servant, and he's like, okay, dude, go to see my son and friends, alright? And say to him, you know, see how he's doing, basically. Check out how he's doing. And what I want you to do, dude, is go to everybody around him and be like, is that dude Laertes? Yeah, I know about him. He likes to gamble and fight and do it and drink and do drugs and, like, cheat on things and steal stuff. And the dude is like, whoa, you want me to talk smack about your friend? And he's like, yeah, but... No, I mean, don't go too crazy. But if you say bad stuff, then everybody will go, oh, yeah. And they'll tell you the bad stuff he's really doing. And the dude's like, what if he's not doing? And he's like, no, just do it. Just trust me. Just do what I say.
Well, I wanted to tell you about some of the bad things Pricewaterhouse is doing because they allegedly take the actual information, but the truth
that
is...
That doesn't have to do with Hamlet. Is Hamlet working for your Pricewater?
No, Hamlet doesn't work for Pricewaterhouse.
Well, then, okay. So then you're not gonna, so stop babbling about stupid stuff. Listen to this. So he's like, so you gotta talk smack about my son. And he's like, all right, I will do that. Thanks. And then after that guy leaves, the old guy's daughter comes in. Her name is Ophelia. And she's like, oh, dad, something really bad happened. Something terrible. And he's like, what? What happened? And she goes, dude, Hamlet, who is like, totally likes me. And I like him. And the father's like, yeah, I know. I'm just kind of recapping.
Okay, thank you.
Hamlet came to me, and he was all, like, totally whacked out. He had his, like, shirt undone and his pants off, and he was, like, totally crazy. And Polonius is like, was he crazy about you? And she was like, well, I don't know, but maybe. He was like, wugga, wugga, wugga. And he grabbed my hand and he was like, ah. And he was shaking and, like, it was totally scary and weird. And Peronius was like, oh, dude, he is crazy. That is not good. I bet you he's crazy because he was in love with you. Did you say anything to him? Like bad? And she's like, dude, I told him I didn't want to see him anymore because that's what you said to say. And Peronius is like, oh, whoops, I'm sorry about that, because it turns out I guess he really loves you, and maybe I made him go totally crazy because he doesn't think you love him. Whoops. Okay, I better go tell the kid.
Ophelia was played by Kate Winslet in a very famous Kenneth Branagh version of Hamlet, and she was nominated for an Oscar, not for that, I don't think, but for Titanic. And what happened there was a lot of people thought maybe she should win, but the way that was actually decided, we had these pinups of all the actresses.
Hold on. I am playing Ophelia in this. Did you hear? I was saying, Dad, what do you do? That was me.
No, I know, but I'm talking about, listen, you have to understand that...
No, you have to understand, if anybody's nominated for Best Actress of Ophelia, it has to be me. I played Ophelia.
In this version, there's been many versions of Hamlet.
But this is the scariest one.
It's not very scary so far. There hasn't been a single scary thing so far.
The guy's crazy. Does that not scare you? Crazy person. Also, in the recap, they said, alright, I'll give you... A reverse spoiler, because it spoils what happened last time. Hamlet is not really crazy because of Ophelia. He's crazy because he saw his dead father's ghost, and his dead father's ghost was like, my brother killed me and took my throne, and now he married my wife, and he's the king, and she's the queen. What the heck? And Hamlet went, what? And now he's pretending to be crazy.
That doesn't make a ton of sense.
No, but look, he went and talked to Ophelia. Okay, so Peronius says, I better go talk to the king. And so now we cut to the king. And the king says, oh, hey, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Those are two guys' names. I know that's weird. And they're both boys, apparently. Anyway, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, thanks for coming. I wanted you to come here because you gotta talk to Hamlet and see what is up with that dude because he's so sad. And the queen's like, yeah, well, listen, his father died and then we got married. So that's probably it. And the king said, no, dude, that's probably not it. But anyway, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern, go talk to them. What do you think? And they're like, okay, we will. And they go, good, okay. Then Peronius comes in and goes, hey, King, there's some dudes here who want to talk to you. Also, I know what's up with Hamlet. And the king's like, oh, I want to know. What's up? Tell us. And Peronius is like, well, no, talk to these guys first, but I'll tell you afterwards, okay? And the king's like, oh, all right, fine. Dudes, what's up? And he goes, well, dudes come in and say, we just came from Norway. That was that thing that you talked about last time. Well, they're totally going to go along with whatever it was you said. And they're not going to kill you, and they're going to kill somebody else, probably. So you just got to let him walk through. And he's like, okay, I'll let him walk right through, whatever they want. Now, Peronius, just tell us about the thing. And he goes, okay, I will tell you, because I know the truth. There is a true thing that is the thing that I know, and I won't beat around the bush, because beating around the bush is like, what are you doing? That's a bush. Why are you, like, what is it that you're beating? There's nothing. It's a bush. And around it is just the ground. So you're beating the ground. That's what you're basically doing. And there's no reason for that. So anyway, Hamlet, right? Hamlet is crazy. Crazy, but like, because he's been sad. Did he do anything else crazy? I mean, he did this thing with my daughter, but you don't know about that yet. So he's been weird. He's been in a mood, but listen. And the queen's like, get on with it. And he's like, okay. So here's what it is. I have a letter right here, okay? This letter was given to me by my daughter, okay? But it's not from my daughter to me. It was a letter to her. And here's how it goes. Ophelia, I love you. Bah, 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 bah. I want to kiss you. And the queen's like, is this from Hamlet? Is that what it is? And he goes, well, just listen. I want to smooch you and moo, 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 moo. Mwah, mwah. Oh, you're so pretty. Did you know that you are pretty? Also, do you want to go steady? Yes, no. Love, Hamlet. So it's yes, it's from Hamlet. And my daughter gave it to me. That's crazy. And the king goes, well, what did she say? Did she want to go steady or what? And Peronius goes, well, here's the thing, right? I was thinking, you know, that he was just kind of, you know, messing. And so I was like, don't say yes. Just be like, whatever. Be like a third box that says go away or something. And so, you know, but I think I'm the right, that's right that I did that because he's a prince and, you know, there's no way that she could get with a prince. She's just a dude. I mean, she's not a dude. She's a girl, but she's just like my daughter.
She's going somewhere.
That's what the queen was like. What does that go somewhere? And he's like, well, and so the king was like, what do you think, queen? Is this true? Is that what is making him crazy? And she goes, I don't know, maybe. And Proteus goes, dude, it's true. I've never been wrong about anything in my whole life. And they went, okay, well, then I guess that's what it is. And he goes, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Later on, but not right now, but later on, we'll all hide. And I will get my daughter, and I'll have her go talk to him, and we can all just kind of watch and listen, and then you'll see. And the king's like, okay. And then they're like, oh, shoot, Hamlet's coming. Guys, run away, run away. And Hamlet comes, and Polonius is the only one left.
This is really, okay, look, I just have to tell you, Hamlet is a really great piece of writing by William Shakespeare. Many movies have been made based on his plays. There's been plenty of movies based on Hamlet. Now, we do have a category called Best Adapted Screenplay. If someone were to do a Hamlet movie, it could be eligible for Best Adapted Screenplay. But the fact is, if people were allowed to vote on it properly, it might actually win. But the way that we decide these things is we look at the number of pages in the original book. We divide that by the number of pages in the screenplay. Then for each number that's left, we take a post-it, all right? And we write on
you
that
You don't
post-it.
Sound very scared. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I'll tell you, I am scared. I'm scared of losing my job because the things that I'm telling you, if anybody found out it was me.
No, that's not what I'm, who cares about your stupid job? I'm talking about scared of the ghost.
There has not been a ghost in this story yet.
I told you, reverse spoiler, there was a ghost last time.
But no, there's not a ghost.
But there is a bad guy and a good guy and somebody wants to get killed.
Somebody wants to get killed?
Well, no, I mean, somebody wants to get killed. Oh, just look. So, okay. Hamlet is now talking to Polonius. And Polonius is like, what's up? And Hamlet's like, the searing. Why do you ask? And Polonius is like, he's crazy. He's crazy. What do you think, Hamlet? How is it hanging? Hamlet's like, boogie boogie, did you know about fish? Hey, I was a monkey one time, but then Thursday. And Polonius goes, yep, he's crazy. And then Hamlet's like, oh, also, you smell and you suck and I hate you because you're dumb and old and stupid. And Polonius is like, he lost it. He's totally crazy. He just doesn't make any sense. That's really weird. And Hamlet's like, oh, do you have a daughter? And Polonius is like, yeah. And Hamlet's like, I want to do it with her. And Polonius goes, see, did you hear? He said that. So I was right. Okay, thank you. Oh, Hamlet, look, those are those two dudes that you know, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. And Rosencrantz and Guildenstern come in and they're like, what's up, Hamlet? How are you doing? And Hamlet's like, I'm sad about my stupid dead father. What do you think, dumbass? And they're like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. And he's like, yeah, well, that's the way it is. I'm upset. I'm pissed off about everything. And I don't like people anymore. And I totally mean all people. I don't just mean men because, yeah, I know there are girls and I like to do it. But I'm not talking about doing it right now, pervert. What is wrong with you? And they're like, no, I wasn't going to say pervert things. I was just, I mean, I know everybody does it, but I wasn't going to say that. And he's like, then what were you going to say? Because you looked like. And he was like, no, I was just thinking because there's actors coming. So what about those actors? Do you like them? And Hamlet was like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. Are they actors that I know? And he was like, yeah. He goes, oh, cool. I like to see actors. How come they came here? And they're like, well, because back in the city, there's dumbasses who are stupid. And people like them for some stupid reason, but they don't do good jobs.
Okay, yes, this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm talking about. The best actor category. I mean, you'd think it would go to the best actor, right? You'd think it would be the best performance, and the people would vote on who gave the best performance and that sort of thing. But the fact is, there's so much fashion involved that what it is we actually ask each of the actors to send in fashion pictures of them in the best costumes that they possibly have and in, you know, the best outfits, and we make full-size cutouts, and then the men take the woman.
What are you doing?
I'm not too proud to say that I have...
No, why are you... Stop it! That's not what this is about! This is about actors in Hamlet!
Well, I'm saying they could be acting in anything, but the fact is that we'll take them home with us.
No! No, what happens is the actors are there and Hamlet's like, why are they here? And they're like, well, because, now you've distracted me. They're here because the acting sucked back at home and now they're here. Whatever. It doesn't matter why they're here. It's not relevant to the ghost.
Well, okay, I understand that, but don't you understand that It's there's a sham happening.
There is! And it's you saying that you're listening to my story, but not listening to my story.
That's not, but I didn't know I was coming for you.
Well, that's what you're here for. So, sit down.
I'm sitting.
Well, good. Okay. So then, anyway, Peronius comes back and he's like, there's some actors here. And Hamlet's like, bitchin'. Okay, dude, actor, I one time saw you tell me a story. Will you tell me a story? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, okay, tell me the story with the stuff. And there was a dude. And he was like, saying stuff. Do you know that one? And the actor's like, yeah, I know that one. And he starts telling this story. And he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. There was a thing. Oh, and then people were doing stuff. And Peronius is like, this is boring. And Hamlet's like, shut up! You're a dick! Okay, keep going. And the actor's like, yeah. Waka, waka, waka. Once was a man from Nantucket. Okay, what do you think about it? And Peronius is like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And Hamlet's like, yeah, no, so shut up. And the actor's like,
this is the kind of actor I'm telling you, we would give this guy an award. And he clearly doesn't deserve an award.
No, but he does, because he did it better than I was doing it. He did it with more drama, which is hard because I'm really good. But I'm skipping a lot of stuff because it's not about a ghost. So, at the end, everybody goes, crap.
They all thought it was crap.
No! They were clapping with their hands, putting their hands together for the actor! Yay! Like that.
Okay.
And Hamlet was like, dude, that's awesome, that's perfect, you know it. Can you do a play for me that is like, a certain play about this dude getting killed? And they're like, yeah, sure. And he was like, and if I give you a little extra bits that are not in the play normal, can you do it? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, awesome, everybody leave. And everybody left. And then Hamlet goes, oh, dude, I suck. Do you know why? I'll tell you. Because a ghost totally came to me and was like, that dude killed me. Why don't you kill that dude? Okay? And I was like, I will, but I didn't. I've been like sitting here going, bugga, 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 being scared. And that actor dude is all getting all worked up about nothing, about stupid BS, okay? And I cannot even get worked up about this one thing. What the heck? That is stupid and I suck. But I'll tell you what I'll do. Because I think if they do a play that's kind of like the thing that really happened, then the king is going to be like, what? And kind of go, oh crap, that's what I did. I mean, what the? Like that. So, that's what I'll do. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. The end of Act 2.
All right, that was very good. Now, okay, so here's the way it works. Best song, right? Again, it's proposed that we give out these ballots and people vote. We throw those ballots away. What we do is we hold a karaoke contest internally. But not another one. It's a strip karaoke contest.
Why are you talking about stupid things? Why?
Because you're done with your story. Listen, this
has
to get out.
It doesn't have to get out. No. Stop it. Okay, we're at the part with the scary moral so far of the story.
Now you're saying it's scary, but again, I would say that nothing scary happened. A dude walked around being a little crazy. That's about it.
Okay, that's fair. Nothing really scary happened. In the first one, there was a ghost. So I'm going to assume that in the rest of it, there's going to be more ghosts. Okay?
Well, there better be, or else, you know, it's not going to be scary.
No, I think there will. What I think is going to happen is that eventually the ghost is going to say, I will kill this guy myself, and he will come back as a scarier ghost.
Well, but that hasn't happened.
No. So I'm going to say what I think is going to be the scary moral of the whole story. Right now, based on what we've heard so far.
Can I give my theory?
What do you think?
I think the scary moral is that even though Hamlet claims that what he's going to decide to do is decided on democratically by a vote of the entire Academy of Denmark, what he actually is going to do to make his decisions, all right, is line up a row of cups of beer. Okay?
What is beer about? There's no beer in the story.
No, I know, but he'll line up these beers, right? And one for each possible winner.
What are you, winner? No, you're talking about the other thing again.
No, I said Hamlet.
But you're fibbing. You're lying about Hamlet.
Well, no, but you have to understand, this is really important that I get this out there. You know, I could lose my job, but people need to know.
No, that's not the scary moral. You're fibbing. You're lying with our lies. Okay, so here's the real scary moral. The scary moral is gonna be, don't listen to that old guy. He's stupid, okay? Serious. That's what it is.
Why Why do you think that?
Because that guy was wrong. He was saying it was about this and that, but it wasn't about this or that. So it was about ghost. Okay? That's what it should have been about.
Okay. Anyway, for best special effects, we send private messages to the effects artists, asking them to make for us virtual
models. Why are you talking? Stop it! You are a jerk. Okay, so, that's the end of the thing. Dad, cut this guy off. Get him out of here.
Okay, fine, Scape. All right, well, thank you for calling us, but, I mean, that was kind of interesting, and I sort of did want to know, Scape, what he was going to say.
Thank you. Finally, somebody who wants... Okay, here's how it goes down. Here's how the truth is. Animated short, right?
No, that's not... I don't... Nobody cares! Okay, Dad, you don't count. You don't count for cares. Cut him off. Time for the next show. Next time on this show, I will do part 3, and I bet you there's going to be more ghosts. Probably, because it's going to be scary at some point. So, goodbye!